This is Philip H. Anselmo.
Hey, everybody, this is Ricky Rackman from Headbangers Ball.
Hey, guys, this is Aaron from Betraying the Martyrs.
Hey, what's up? This is Mike D. from Killswitch Engage.
Hey, this is Scooter Word from Cold.
And you are listening to.
Talk to me. With Joshua.
What is up, congregation? Welcome into Talk To Me, episode 225. The guest this week is the mighty Phil Anselmo. He is on to talk about the current Phil Anselmo and the Illegals tour, going out, tributizing Dimebag Darrell and Vinnie Paul, doing a Pantera set, a vulgar display of Pantera. And I get to see it, I believe, two times this year. It's going to be so amazing to go check it out, and it was a fantastic talk with Phil Anselmo coming up shortly. This episode is the four-year anniversary episode of the Talk To Me podcast, and I just want to say thank you to each and every one of you out there that has listened to just this episode or every single episode out there over the last 4 years. It has taken me on a journey that I would have never expected. Obviously, this being the second time Phil has been on the podcast, huge milestone there. I've had members of Slayer, Megadeth, Soulfly, Killswitch Engage, Limp Bizkit, Korn, Machine Head, and so many more, and even made some worldwide news with some of those members. So it's been so much fun getting to know everybody out there, getting to talk to everybody, for everyone checking it out each and every week. And I put it out there and I asked for some listeners' favorite moments of the last 4 years. So BJ Rowe, aka Fist, aka the king of MetalNexus.net, the Wes Borland, Aaron Lewis nonsense, Phil Anselmo episodes, especially when he says, "You're listening to Talk To Me with Joshua." John Drake, former co-host of the show, the Rita episode. I'm a little biased there, LOL. Always good to hear from John Drake. Obviously, he will talk to me now that my Titans, since my Titans whooped up on his Browns so bad. But I guess he'll be okay. He finally whooped up on the Jets, so now he knows how it feels to pick on a lesser team like we did in week one. Kenneth Waugh, loved the Kitty member interviews. Had both Fallon and Morgan on. Morgan's been on a couple of times, and I believe she will be coming on again soon. I spoke with her the other day since she just joined a new band. Kyle Newsom, Phil Anselmo, Dez Fafara, Max Cavalera, and Rita Haney were all really awesome. And it's funny, two Phil Anselmos on here, and nobody knows that I was going to put out a Phil Anselmo episode today. So hopefully those guys will check it out and hear their shout-outs. So. And over on Instagram, we've got Matthew Priest. I enjoyed the Etzel Dope episode from a few years back. Was trying to find a podcast for bands I liked and stumbled into that interview. Thank you, and realized you were a member of Primer 55 during that interview as well, which was a very cool thing to find out. So thank you, Matthew Priest, for checking it out. And then Raquel Figlow of Raquel Figlow PR. Obviously, her favorite moment of the show was when she was on the show. So thanks, everybody, for writing in and telling me your favorite moments of the last 4 years. And if you want to, we can continue this on next week. If you listen to this, you think about your favorite time, make sure to just comment on the Facebook post over in the Facebook congregation. Make sure you are joining it. I think we doubled membership recently, so let's continue that trend. It is continuing to go up. Thoroughly enjoying everything that Samantha is doing over there with the Instagram feed. Hopefully you guys have noticed way more content over there on the Instagram feed and the Facebook page and the Facebook group. I'm going to bring back reading iTunes reviews because we got to get those iTunes reviews up. I know for a long time I was reading them and then I stopped reading them because it just became tedious every week to continue to read them. But obviously when you stop reading them, they stop coming in. So we need some nice 5-star ratings, some nice 5-star reviews over there on iTunes. We got one recently right after the cold episode, the Scooter Ward episode from Simon Adebisi. And if I'm saying that wrong, I do apologize. But it's just a nice 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Solid show. To me is a blast to listen to. Totally recommend. So if you want your Apple Podcast review, your iTunes review read, or even a Facebook recommendation, read on the show, make sure to hit up either of those things, and I will read that on the show. We do have a Facebook recommendation that I will pop up and read to you also. Narand Kavira recommends Talk To Me. It just says, great podcast from a great guy. So you can head over to Facebook, leave a review, or Apple Podcast, leave a review, and I will read those weekly on the Talk To Me podcast. And like we said before, make sure you are hitting up the Talk To Me congregation group on Facebook. It's been a lot of fun in there and a lot of nice polls interaction. I like that other people are starting to also post in there. If you see a nice, funny music nugget, throw it in there and we will enjoy commenting on that as well. Some crowd participation. Now, over the last 4 years, for many of those years, our good friend Scott down in Atlanta, Georgia, with Good Company with Bowling, has been a sponsor of the show and has helped out so much. The money that he has given into the show for sponsorship has been redirected over to Samantha with our Instagram and Facebook group posts. And she is doing a killer job. The memes, the graphics, I'm loving it. Every time she sends over something new, I'm like, wow, that's awesome. So it's been money well spent. So thank you, Scott, with Good Company with Bowling. And if you guys aren't checking out Good Company with Bowling, you need to. So many great interviews with members of Korn, Nine Point, Seven Dust, Stuck Mojo, Fozzy, Ricky Rackman, Matt Pinfield. Another episode with Head from Korn just popped up. So much good stuff over there. ScottGoodCompany.com, or just check it out on YouTube. Good Company with Bowling, and make sure you let him know that the Talk To Me podcast sent you. Another friend of the show is MerchLive.com. If you guys want stuff from the guest of the show this week, Phil Anselmo and his band Pantera, make sure to head over there. They've got bundles with Pantera, Metallica, David Ellefson's, all the EMP label group stuff is over there. Make sure you are hitting up MerchLive.com. Shopping till you drop, use the promo code TOOMEY10, that's T-O-O-M-E-Y and the number 10, at checkout for 10% off your entire order. Yes, that is TOOMEY10, T-O-O-M-E-Y, the number 10, at checkout for 10% off your entire order. And if you're ordering stuff, make sure to take a screenshot, send it over to me so that I know that you guys are using the code and that the Merge Live people know that you're using the code. So on to the guest of the four-year anniversary episode. It is Phil Anselmo. You know Pantera is my favorite band. So when I got the offer to talk to Phil, and it coincided with the four-year anniversary, match made in heaven. So happy to have Phil back on the show. We talk about his quieter project in minor. Talk about Phil and the Illegals, Philip H. Anselmo and the Illegals going out and tributizing Dime and Vinny by playing an entire Pantera set. Talk about the Slayer tour. And one thing I had to throw in, because I know we always love positive reviews. We love when they come through. We love a nice five-star review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts or Facebook. But the only one-star review that I've ever gotten was the last time Phil was on. And a listener out there was so upset that I talked football with Phil Anselmo. And if you're a fan of Phil Anselmo, you know he loves his sports. You know he loves his boxing. And you know he loves the New Orleans Saints. So this interview was done after week one, after the Monday night game with the Houston Texans and the New Orleans Saints. That was a crazy finish. If you guys haven't just watched the last 5 minutes of that game, it'll get you hooked on football right there. This was before Drew Brees' injury, obviously, but it was cool to talk to Phil. And so in true spirit of just taking a negative and doing whatever I want, I had to talk some football with Phil. So we ended the conversation with some New Orleans Saints talk. We broke down the AFC South somehow. and it was just a pleasure to talk to Phil. And Phil definitely needs a football podcast. So we're going to try to set that up. We'll see if Phil Anselmo will do a football podcast in the future. But without any more of my ramblings, let's check out a little bit of N Minor. Let's check out my conversation with Phil Anselmo. Let's check out a classic from Pantera, a Phil Anselmo and the Illegals tune, and then I will talk to you momentarily.
The world's expect the best, yet the breakdown will epically scar them.
it's always a good day to get to talk to Phil Anselmo.
Come on.
Well, we got the man, the myth, the legend, Phil Anselmo on the line, man. How is it going down in Louisiana today?
It's scalding. It's so freaking hot, man.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it. It's I'm sure you're used to. I'm in the South, so I mean I get a little bit of it, so I'm not too bad.
It's pummeling, man. Freaking pummeling.
Pummeling. Well, let's get through this. We've got some good stuff to talk about. You're doing so much cool stuff right now, and let's start off with N Minor. And so good, man. It's so cool to hear you sing like that in a very just, you know, you could do this for the rest of your life. You know, we're going to be in cocktail lounges for years seeing Phil Anselmo do N Minor.
See, that's funny you say that, because that's the type of band I've always pictured it. You know, us playing the little cocktail lounge, everybody just rummaging around, you know. That's totally good. That's apt, man. That's a good sensibility about it.
And you can continue to pull out that sport coat we saw you wearing.
Hey, man, it was a special occasion. I don't know if I'll sport that sport coat again. I'm not so sure.
The self-titled 7-inch is out now. There's a full-length album, says, should be out later this year. You know, is it mainly the stuff you guys did on what we saw on the YouTube video and the live show? Is there some more stuff coming out? What do we got going on there?
I would say the majority of it will be on the full-length. And honestly, right now, it's looking like, oh, shoot, man, waiting on artwork and mastering and stuff like that. It's more looking like early January release, which is a bummer for me, but damn it, it's okay. You know, whatever, you know, at least it's coming out. We did some songs during the set that were newish and not recorded yet, only in a live sense. Yes, they're recorded, but not in a studio sense to where it's tracked. Anyway, to answer your question again, most of those songs will be on the full length. And then there was, like I said, some new songs that we did in New Orleans and Vegas that honestly, all of us are chomping at the bit to get in there and record, man. So, yeah, man, it's a good mixture. And honestly, this band has so much ammo. I've got stuff recorded. I guess I got enough for, I would say, 2 full lengths to come out. So I would expect more 7-inches, more singles, maybe even a, I don't know, shoot, EP, you know, whatever, you know. So I got plenty of stuff for this N Minor band.
What's made it awesome is to go through your career, you know, early power metal, you know, Cowboys from Hell, Cemetery Gates, the highs in that, to the N Minor. Your voice is so deep and so low, you know, for the range of your career, it's been pretty amazing to watch.
Well, each project has to have its own signature style, I would think. You know, it's like, I mean, I could go through them all, but it's like, you know, from Pantera to Down, there is a difference.
Yes.
From Down to Superjoint, there is a difference. From the Illegal's first couple records, which are, I guess, extreme heavy metal, there is a big difference, you know, in between the styles that I use. So for me, this N Minor, you know, it needs the baritone voice. Actually, it's a bass voice, not baritone. It's a step below bass voice. My cello player corrected me on that. So, yeah.
Well, I'm sure Peter Steele would have been proud.
Hey, man, hopefully. I would hope so, man. I love Pete. I still love Pete.
Oh yeah, we all still love Pete. How have the fans, your core group of fans, reacted to N Minor? Because it's to most people out of left field.
No, I don't know, man. I don't really read anything or watch anything or check anything out. You know, I saw a couple live videos from our performances. And I know we were, like I said, it was our first two gigs. And I think as a band, there's a whole lot of growing to do. We need more reps and stuff like that. But as far as feedback, you know, all I can do is look at that ratio count on the thumbs up, thumbs down, you know, YouTube videos.
Yeah.
And it looks pretty good to me, man. I don't know any difference.
Well, very good, man. Well, another thing we're seeing a lot of live videos of, and I'm going to get to see a couple of times this year, is Phil Anselmo and the Illegals doing a vulgar display of Pantera set. Just talk us a little bit behind, you know, what came of that? What made you guys want to do that?
Well, man, you know, it seemed like after Vinnie Paul died, there was a big, big, big contingency, I'll say, of people that were like, man, you should really play some Pantera songs in tribute, you know, you should really do it, you know, fuck what everybody else says, you know, don't worry about what the critics are going to say about it. Just do it in total tribute. And that's what we've done, you know. And gosh, you know, it's like when you do that stuff and you tour, you know, when we're out there, it's either, you know, we're going to do an Illegal set or we're going to mix it up a little bit, do some Illegals, do some Pantera, or it's just a straight out Pantera set. And it seems case in point would be Warsaw, Poland.
Mm-hmm.
We had never played there. Pantera, I mean, never had a chance to freaking play there. And there's been many, more than a couple handfuls of shows like that where Pantera had never played these particular cities. So I guess for the people that live in these cities like Warsaw, it's a chance to see something at least similar that they've never seen before. Of course, it's not the classic Dimebag, Vinnie Paul, Rex, Pantera, you know. It's not that, and we all know that. It's just, it amazes me. It amazes me the energy that I see from these audiences. And I got to touch on the fact that, you know, we're playing a lot of these gigs, you know, for the younger crowd that grew up listening to Pantera through their freaking parents. So that's an awesome influx of people, man. It's crazy, man. It really is. I never thought I'd do this. I never thought it would come to this. The fact that we've done it, I have zero regrets about. And I look into that audience and see the love people have for these songs, man. And it's sobering. It'll shake you to the core sometimes. But honestly, what gets me through is, yeah, just seeing how much of a good time people are having, really, you know.
Yeah, there's always been the debate over the years of how big Pantera would still be, what you guys would be doing, would you be headlining festivals or whatnot. But a few months ago, I went to see Metallica at an arena show. They're the only band there. Jim Brewer comes out and does his little comedy bit at the beginning. But then they had a montage of metal standards, you know, AC/DC, Led Zeppelin, you know, just a bunch of, like, you know, sing-along choruses that everyone knows. And there was 23,000 people in this place. And when the section of Walk came on,
oh yeah,
I looked around the arena and it was the most interaction of that bit that they got. And I was like, literally chills went down my body, how cool it was to see how much that those songs still affect people.
Man, well, that's a killer story. I think someone had mentioned that same little thing to me a few months back. Gosh, I mean, well, I'm stunned, amazed, and gasping for air, just like you, man. I'm tripping out. You know, I still feel like the music fan that plays music, really, man. I it blows me away, man. It really does, Pat. People's love. It's incredible, man. Just feeling it these days. Whether I guess when I'm on stage, it feels like an avalanche of love, or, you know, if I'm in a hotel and someone recognizes me or something like that, and they tell me their own personal story about how they got into Pantera and stuff like that. It's just, it's overwhelming, but it's also, it also gets your feet settled, you know, firmly on the planet Earth. It's amazing. It's amazing that they're talking about me and the band and how much Pantera meant to them, man. It's wonderful, really.
Yeah, I mean, to think it's been so long too, because, you know, we are recording this on September 12th, but September 11th is a big key date, not only in American history and world history, but in Pantera history, because it kind of derailed the band. And, you know, you guys were about to start a tour, and you were, postponed and sitting in, Ireland for a couple of weeks, and then you never played together again. So, you know, it's been 18 years. So when 9/11 comes around, I not only remember the tragedies of 9/11, but also, you know, the tragedies of what happened in music that day too.
Yeah, man, I remember that pretty vividly. And believe me, when we finally made it back home from that tour, I had zero idea, zero clue that would have been our last tour. I had no idea.
Well, it's kind of fitting that, in retrospect, Slayer was on Pantera's final tour of the States, and it's kind of cool that it's fitting that you are kind of bringing it back around, and you are going out playing a Pantera set on Slayer's final tour.
It's dizzying, man. It's incredible. I mean, what do you call that? Besides loyalty and brotherhood, and I mean, what do you call that? Everything coming around full circle, sort of? I'm not sure if that's
definitely full
if
circle.
That's right. If that's the right turn of phrase, but I love Slayer, god damn it, god. I do. I really do, man.
It's an amazing build too, and it's one of those, you know, the older I get, the less inclined I am to go early for the opening bands, but this is one tour where as soon as doors open, I'm going to be fighting all the kids getting in and getting to my seat.
Well, I hope so. You know, I hope everybody gets there early, because we're going to be slamming them out, man. And I think I got to talk to the guys, but I think they are learning a couple new songs that have not been part of the set thus far. So every night we're going to try and mix it up a little bit different. I mean, you got to think, we only got, 30, 35 minutes to destroy. It's been a long time since I've been in this position, but, you know, hey, I'm looking forward to it big time.
Absolutely, absolutely. Is there any chance Rex is coming out for any of these shows?
You know, if he did, he'd be welcome up on that stage for damn sure. You know, Rex and I get along just fine. I love that man. Yes. I mean, there's a chance. I would hope he does come out. He should.
That would be for all us fans. That would be great. Obviously, you're out also still touring on the latest Phil Anselmo and the Illegals. So, how is it for the band themselves? Do they enjoy doing the Pantera side of it, or they want to focus on the Illegal side of it, or are they just out having fun?
It's a little bit of both, man. I think they want to do what's best for the show that night, you know, depending on what the audience is, how the audience is reacting and whatnot, and just getting a feel from them. So It's funny, you know, if we, a lot of nights when we do just the Pantera, I get kids afterwards saying, oh man, I was hoping you were going to do some illegals. And then if we bust into a bunch of noisy ass illegal stuff, you got the people sitting there with these uncomfortable smiles on their face going, God damn it, when are they going to play the Pantera songs? So try to make everybody happy. You know, but I always say this, and I say it on stage even, but my guys, we got together, we started the Illegals to play extreme metal, and never in a million years did I think I would be asking them, hey man, learn an entire set of Pantera stuff. That was just never in the cards until Vince passed. And honestly, we were about to head out on tour when Vinny died, and it was like a cram job. It was like, God damn it, man, I'm getting all these requests for Pantera. Can you guys do it? So I always give my guys huge credit for learning these songs. And they've told me, you know, I guess it took a few months to really soak in, but they said, you know, learning these songs and playing them to the best of our ability is making us better musicians. So I guess I can see it from all sides, but at the end of everything that I say, I think my guys in the Illegals deserve huge credit for pulling it off as good as they do, man. They sound great, man.
Yeah, and you know, in essence, you know, when you see a band do a Pantera cover, you know, there's always a little bit missing because Dime just had that feel and that tone, and it'll sound perfect until the guitar solo comes up or something. But from everything I'm seeing, man, the band list sounds good and looks good.
Yeah, but even the guitar solos, they know they're not dime bag as far as players
go.
Yeah,
but who is, you know?
That is true, very true. I just, Mike De Leon's got his own little style. You know, he's a death metal kid from death metal background, and of course, you know, he was a Pantera fan growing up, because he's younger than me, and that was the climate that he grew up in. But he's, like I say, it takes reps, man. And the more reps they get, him and Steve both, Steve Taylor, he does some good solo and as well live. So and sitting here thinking about it, I'm like, God, these are my guys, you know, that, you know, we've done is sit together and write blistering fast, noisy music, you know, and it still amazes me thinking, you know, that I had, you know, I was like, fellas, you know, can we learn some Pantera songs? I honestly never thought it would sound as good as it does. And I think just a huge credit goes to them on that end.
Absolutely, man. Well, as we wrap this up, I cannot get off here without mentioning that amazing Monday night football game, Saints Texans. Whew, man, I'm a Titans fan. I wanted the Texans to lose. I root for the Saints when I can, and man, what an amazing end of that game.
Well, you got your wish, sir. And I tell you though, man, look, that was a tight game. It could have gone either way. That Deshaun Watson's a dangerous quarterback. DeAndre Hopkins, great wide receiver. And all the other wide receivers, they're all very good. I think the Texans are, oh man, it's between the Texans and the Titans in that division, I do believe. Am I missing the Ravens? Where are the Ravens, for God's sake?
The Ravens are in the North.
They're in the North, right, yeah. With the Steelers. Yeah. So, well, I mean, in the AFC South, Texans, Titans.
Yeah, you can't ever count out the Colts, and the Colts and Jaguars, the other two.
But the Colts don't have a quarterback, man.
Right. When at this point, neither do the Jaguars. So we're hoping for a crash course. And I do believe the Titans Saints play like Christmas Eve or right that Christmas Eve-ish game. So we'll see how that goes down.
That'll be a nice present for you.
We'll see. Well, nice.
Yeah, but hey, man, what was the coach name? Vrabel?
Yeah,
Mike Vrabel?
Yes.
Hey, man, he is schemed. He can shut down the Saints offense with that defense, man. So every game makes me nervous. And, hey, man, good luck, Titans, and go Saints.
Go Saints. Well, Phil Anselmo, man, it is always a pleasure to have you on the show. Good luck on tour. I will be seeing you at Louder Than Life, and then a few months later on the Slayer tour. So I'm going to get a heavy dose of Phil Anselmo this year.
Oh, I love you, man. And, hey, much love and respect to you and all the listeners, man. I'm e-hugging everybody.
I think that's a thing. I think that's a thing, man. Well, have a good rest of your day, and we will talk to you soon, man.
All right, brother. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Phil. All right, huge thank you to Phil Anselmo for taking the time, coming on the show. What a pleasure it is, what an honor it is to have Phil Anselmo on the Talk To Me podcast for the 4-year anniversary show. Thank you guys, each and everyone out there, for checking out the show, for checking it out weekly, downloading, leaving a nice 5-star rating, nice 5-star review, joining the Facebook group, the Talk To Me congregation, Instagram at Talk To Me podcast, regular old Facebook page is at Talk To Me Talk, Twitter's at Talk To Me Talk. Email the show with any questions, comments, concerns you have, talktometalk@gmail.com. And just a huge, huge, huge thank you to every publicist out there that's ever hooked up an interview and to every member of every band that's ever been on the podcast. So great to have everyone on the show. So for another 4 years at least, let's go for it. A huge thank you from the bottom of my heart to everyone that listens. And for the Talk To Me podcast, I am Joshua Toomey, and I will talk to you soon.